The deep fat fryer, the batter, and the set of keys.
Ah, you've got all three, have you?
Yeah, and the fryer is hot and ready.
Oh, no. Let me have a think. You see, I was once in a chip shop. And somebody put their keys on the top of the steel framed, where they keep the pies and the saveloys and the fish. And it was slight, had a slight slight gradient on this steel top, so. And he put his keys on the top, and he turned his back, and his keys slid inexorably off of it, over the other side and into the fat. And then he had to turn to the Greek Cypriot fellow, I believe, who ran the place, and said, excuse me. And he said, what? He said, my keys are in your fat. So he said, what do you want? What? He said, we'll be about 5 minutes, the chips. He said, no, my keys.
That's a long time.
Well, yeah, but they are. They always say won't be a minute. They're about five, aren't they? And they're never really. So he said, no, my keys have gone into your fat. So he said, there was a lot of confusion, obviously. And when they fished them out, Sue, they were battered like a piece of fish. And I didn't see them dipped in the stuff, but they were the man's keys, and they were red hot. Of course, he passed them over on the griddle thing, you know, on the spatula, the big kind of wire spatula. I'm sure there's a technical name for it. And the fella took them straight off of there, burned his hand, got another laugh, and this fella was hoping by now had lost his appetite. So Sue, we want to find you have the other thing I forgot to tell you, because I didn't think it'd be as quick as this. You haven't got a Polaroid camera, have you?
No.
Oh. Well, we're going to have to take Sue's word for this. Sue, I need you to batter some keys and
okay,
drop them
in.
Yeah, okay. Can you do that?
Yeah, let me just take this whisk out. Mm-hmm. Right. Here's the keys. Hear them?
Hang on. Go on. Okay, right. Yeah, go on.
Batter.
Yeah.
You want them in the fat?
Yes, please.
Hang on. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this. Yeah, go on. Are they going?
They're in.
Okay, now give them. We just want to give them a couple of minutes now, right? Just to see if this is feasible. Hang on.
Saturday night on BBC Two, and I, Jules Holland, am alone, and yet totally together. Together alone in a packed session with the utterly massive Crowded House. Join them later with me, Jules Holland, tonight, 10:25 on BBC Two.
So they're obviously just bubbling away. I don't know how long this will take, but you've battered these things, you've put them in. We're going
to
play a cup.
They're actually starting to go a nice golden brown now.
Can you see it? You see? All I need, this is for purely personal reasons. I just needed this confirmed, because everyone said you cannot batter keys or metal objects. Sue, do you have any 7-inch vinyl records around?
Yes.
We're going to send you £250 of the stuff for helping us today. Okay, could you go and get a vinyl 12-inch record? Keep an eye on those, though.
7-inch.
If you just 7-inch. A 7-inch vinyl record that you really don't want anymore. I think you're ahead of me, Andy.
Just a point of order here. The fellow's keys fell into the fat in the chip shop. If the counter had an adverse camber on it, and therefore that was the cause of them falling in, he could get compensation.
I saw this happen once, and the fellow had to fish them out. And of course, inevitably, the fellow fished the keys out on the other side, the Greek Cypriot fellow. And you know what he did? He took between his thumb and index finger, he said, give him another 5 minutes, and he put them back. He just, that's not done yet, put them back. No, he didn't do that. But he did hand them across the top. I like it when they do that test. They must have very numb fingers. They lift out the chips, don't they? They take one, they go, ha, ha, oh, give him another 5 minutes, and they put them back. When you're salivating, you're dying for it. And also, there's two people in front of you in the line, and there's only three rolls left, and you know one of those is going to go, give me those rolls, and you're going to be rollless.